first, let's kick things off chatting with travel expert Ananta Forbes, who joins us each week to discuss some of the travel news and travel trends. You can follow her adventures on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Ananta Forbes. AnantaForbes.com is her website. Hello, Ananta.
Hi, Randy. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. If I'm looking at the calendar correctly, you're supposed to be somewhere in Jamaica today, but that's not happening. So
no.
This all ties into our topic today. How soon is too soon to go to these places that have just experienced a natural disaster? And this hits close to home for you. So explain all the details for us.
Right. So I was booked to go to Jamaica. Leaving on November 4th for a week, but Hurricane Melissa had other plans. A Category 5 hurricane that hit the island, the biggest ever, hardest hit by Jamaica. So definitely had to look at what to do, if I should go, where basically at the end of the day, I couldn't go because the flights were canceled. And the airports were closed, as well as it just wasn't the right time to go because it wasn't like you have to think about the residents who are there, number one, because they need to, adjust and have to react to what's going on in their world. So it sometimes can be a tough call. There's no one size answer. There's lots of solid guidelines that you can follow to assess the risks and make a smart decision. And so the first thing I did, was to check the government of Canada's travel advisory, and it says do not travel to Jamaica. So that's huge. And then if it does say avoid non-essential travel, that's a strong signal, but it said do not go. So it wasn't even non-essential. It was just don't go. And, the hurricane, when it hit, it was a very slow moving hurricane because it took its time to get there and we didn't really know where it was going to hit. But Jamaica really is a small island at the end of the day. And then you have to consider the after effects of infrastructure damage, power outage and transport disruptions. And that, is huge because right now a lot of people in Jamaica don't have power. And this is like almost a week later. So you have to consider if you're there, what would be an evacuation route, emergency shelters, hospital power backup. So, what happens if like the roads are affected, which they were, mm-hmm. as well as, the airports, it was affected. And then when the airports did open, it was to get people out of the country and then to get supplies in. So it was pretty huge with that. And then you have to also consider, did you have insurance? Will the insurance cover? Like if you cancel, can you get refunds, cut your trip short? And then how flexible are the flights? So WestJet and Air Canada did have flexible booking policies. But the interesting thing was we weren't going to a certain date. So we almost had to wait to see our date come up before we saw what our options were, whether it's to cancel, rebook to a different destination, or reschedule for later. So there's a lot of moving parts. And being a travel agent, I have the resources and the tools, and I guess the scope of past scenarios mm-hmm. to know what to do. But if you are on your own and you haven't booked with somebody that could be your advocate, that's a bit tricky, especially if you're at destination and there's no power. Like, mm-hmm. how are you going to get Wi-Fi or how are you going to get your phone working or get a hold of somebody to help you, right? Or get mm-hmm. a hold of the airline. And this is what I want to share with you. Even though I'm a travel agent and I have a different line than a normal consumer to get through to the airline, the waits were huge. And you do have self booking tools online, mm-hmm. but sometimes you need to talk to somebody about options. Mm-hmm. And that's where your travel agent can come in and help you. And you don't have to go through that stress of waiting online. Or very popular at times, I don't know if you've ever encountered it, you wait online to different suppliers or companies, and then they disconnect you. which is really not the thing to do, right?
No, exactly. You can start all over again.
So with
the question of how soon is too soon, it was pretty easy for you to answer that one. It was too soon because it was so close to after the hurricane hit. It's this ethical dilemma, though, that eventually do you want to be the first person to go back to Jamaica, for example, when they give the all clear signal? And the government of Jamaica may say, we want you to come back. But there's still people still struggling with that disaster, right?
Absolutely. And you have to recognize, too, how soon is too soon is when can they accommodate you? Because right now, a lot of hotels aren't able to accommodate you at the destination because they need to clean up. They need to do some work on their properties to be able to manage new tourism. So again, you'd have to check with the resort that you're going to, or if you're thinking of another resort, when they're available to be open for you, because a lot of hotels aren't open. They're trying to get ready for Christmas, which is their high season, right? Because at the end of the day, finances also take effect, because they want to get ready so that they can mitigate some of the financial loss that they've had and to be back in, to be a destination of choice for clients. So you have to, some resorts may be functioning well, but others may be isolated from the worst damage. But other local communities, especially rural, may still be in a recovery mode. And so you have to consider, I guess, like you say, ethical timing is if they can manage it. And the tourism industry is a vital lifeline for a lot of Jamaican residents. So in principle, visiting a well-prepared resort or tourism business could provide meaningful support, but that depends heavily on where you go, how you stay, and what your interaction is with the local community and economy. So if you, it just depends. Like if you stay in some place that's luxury, that it has minimal connection, to the local workers or services, like your benefit to a wider community might be limited. Mm-hmm. And then you have to think of the risk of negative optics or unintended harm if tourism resumes too quickly in an area still in substantial distress. Mm-hmm. Some residents may need primary recovery and basic services rather than visitor services ramping back up. So I would suggest that you consider how the best way is to support that community. There's lots of ways you can donate to the countries affected, and not just Jamaica too, because there's other island that were affected by the hurricane.
Exactly, yeah.
So we have to recognize it's a broad Caribbean situation. And so, do you support them by sending products? Like I just got an email from the Sandals Foundation, and they're looking for canned goods, for sanitary products, for different things that are really necessary. Or do you support them by giving money to different credible organizations that know how to use the money well in that destination? Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of things to consider. And then I think Jamaica will rebound because they've been hit by hurricanes before. They're in their company. My aunt's from Jamaica, and she says, and she was born and she was raised the majority of her adult life there. And they said, you know what? We grew up in this kind of scenario.
Exactly.
So, she's a strong Caribbean woman that will rebound.
Absolutely. Well, it is that ethical dilemma, right? You want to help out the economy. And at the same time, there are still people hurting there. So it's a delicate balance. And it's a good suggestion, some of those, if you want to, instead of, taking a vacation there, help out by donating to some of the organizations that can help the locals and get them back on their feet. And when they are back on their feet, then you can go visit and then spend money locally and help them out that way.
Yes, absolutely. Because I think at the end of the day, the most important people are the residents of Jamaica. They need to, if you're We've seen it in different ways, like in Jasper, when the unfortunate situation of those fires, they need to just assess first and get back on their feet, because it's a very traumatic experience losing either your business or your home. That's your sanctuary. And if they're, your home's gone and your memories are, you know, impacted, you have to rebuild. And you don't want to be disrespectful to the people by being a tourist and not supporting them in a way that they need to be supported.
Well said. Onanta Forbes is a travel expert. You can follow her on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Always good to chat, Onanta. Thank you.
Take care.